that we were offering. No challenge being offered to who you really are. No challenge being offered in the moment. When you feel wonderful, that means you're not contradicting the wonderful feeling that is natural for you. You're not worried about world events. You're not worried about somebody who you work with or for who doesn't respect or appreciate what you do. You're not worried about not enough money coming in this month or this year. You're not worried about what's going on with nuclear proliferation. You're not worried. In other words, there are a myriad of things that could upset you and separate you from who you are that you're not thinking about because you're focused upon something that allows vibrational alignment with Source. So a lot of people think, but don't I have to go back into my past, bring every gory detail out into the light and address it and clean it up and leave it in a better place? And we say, not all of them. You don't have to bring them up unless they keep coming up on their own. In other words, it's only those things that keep coming up that you need to clean up. And you don't need to clean it up for cleaning it up's sake. We encourage you to clean it up because it's stuck in your vibrational cross, so it keeps coming up. So it would behoove you to bring it out where you can see it and move it to another place, because your vibration on every subject is where you last left it. Now, when you were born, you were in love with life, in love with yourself. You felt worthy. And if you could have just left it there, you'd feel that way today. And many of you say, well, what went wrong with that plan? I was born whole. Why did I have to go through all this contrast junk and run the risk of, and in many cases, practice myself into a deficient way of seeing the world or seeing myself? And we say, you knew the value of it because you knew the contrast would help you from wherever you stand to reach for still more. And you know that the eternal nature of all that we are is dependent upon that contrast, which keeps parlaying us into more and more and more. So the key is, how can I be in my physical form on the leading edge of thought and explore contrast and still become more without getting stuck in the lack side of the equation? And we say the answer is, you got to care how you feel and not let anything that doesn't feel too good get a foothold. And you say, I'm doing pretty good at that. In fact, since I've been hearing about this, I don't think that I've started any new negative footholds. And we say, you haven't. You have not gotten any new ones going. And you say, but oh, there are some from my past that still keep coming up. So what you do about those is you clean them up as they come up. So give us some specifics. So you are at work and you are focused, and you are focused deliberately and precisely on some computer stuff, and negative emotion then comes over you, and what thought are you associating that negative emotion with when it happens? You spoke in generalities, but okay. What's going on?
There are probably thousands of them.
No, there aren't. It is. If there are thousands, they are just thousands of representations of something that is central. And once you focus upon any one of the thousands and clean it up, you will have cleaned up many more than just that one. Because at the basis is similarity in all of them.
Okay.
So give us an example of any one of them.
The first one that came to mind was an experience I had in high school. There was a... I was a pretty nerdy kid, and there was a...
Still are.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's what anyone would call anyone who's precise in their thinking and deliberate. In other words, that's just the word that goes around. We don't mean anything unkind by it, did they? Probably, but there's no reason to. You've come forth specifically for that. You've trained yourself well, and you're doing a good job, and the world is a better place because you're here. So they can get over it, and or not, but it's their problem, not yours.
Okay.
That might have been enough to clean that up, but let's see.
All right. No, I had a real painful experience in high school. There was one kid named Barry Nugent who just took it upon himself to make my life miserable.
Was he nerdy?
Oh, no.
What's the label you would give to him?
The kid that, the big, dumb kid that wanted to make the lives of the nerdy kids miserable.
And his opinion of you as a nerd, not positive, and didn't endear him to his source, Your opinion of the big dumb kid that made your life miserable doesn't endear you to your source.